Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. Wow. It's been a good day.
Yeah.
I like your trivia, sports trivia that you gave.
You know what I like? I'm sure Steve give a shout out to the Earl of Ottingham. Thank you for that beautiful thing you did for me today.
No, don't bring that up.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was brilliant.
He's that dude, man. He's just that dude that comes in. You know, anything you need to know about what's happening over at Buckingham Palace, I mean, that's just the dude. Straight. A lot of inside information he got, you know. Mm-hmm. Really, really important information. Hey, I wanted to share something with you all in closing remarks today. I heard a guy, I don't know his name. He's a rapper, I think. I don't know his name. He's got some tattoos on his face. He's got braids and he's, I don't know his name.
That narrowed Carla, down. What is it?
21
That didn't narrow it down
at
all.
That's a lot of people. It ain't Lil Wayne. It's a guy on there. He talks a lot of positive stuff, a lot of stuff. I'm not really sure. But he said something the other day I was scrolling through. And I kind of picked up on it. I really enjoyed this statement he made. He says, you have every right to protect your energy. And I heard that young man say that, and I said, wow, that's a powerful statement. You have every right to protect your energy. If you are on a journey to become successful or happy, you have every right to protect your energy. See, most people, not most, but all people that I associate have those two goals in front of them at all times. They're trying to be successful and they're trying to be happy. Now, whatever level of success you choose, that's yours. But everybody should be on that quest to become more successful and just a happier person, to live the best quality life you can. But in that, you have every right to protect your energy. You have every right to disassociate yourself with negative people. You have every right to choose not to be around stuff that's not beneficial to your journey to becoming successful or happy. You don't have to go along with it just cause that's the status quo. Stop doing that. Stop trying to get in to fit in when God has truly and obviously set you on a different path. Everybody's path is different. Nobody has the same journey. There are no two people walking in the same footsteps. None. All of us have lives that has its own twists and turns, as every one of us must sometimes learn. And that's a stanza from a poem called Don't Quit. But I'm telling you this because sometimes too many people are so busy trying to get in where they fit in that you forget that that's not your path. You have a path. You all, stop giving up your quest for happiness and success because this is what the masses are doing. You've got to be careful of the masses. This internet, man, has young people all twisted up. Young people are committing suicide because of the internet. Young people are going through some depression because of the internet. We're in a crisis with this thing, man. Because these people are so obsessed with life. There's cyberbullying going on. I was just talking with the crew this morning. There's a new item out called the Stanley Cup. And one little child came to school and was so heavily ridiculed by the other students for not having a Stanley Cup. What? What's happening here? I mean, and that's a small thing. They got it where if you don't hate what I hate, then you a hater. Wait a minute. What? I got to hate what you hate? I got to go along with whatever it is you got going on, or I got a problem. It's in every aspect of our life, man. That young man said it best. You have every right to protect your energy. Listen to me. Whatever your belief is, you have every right to hold on to it. This is how I choose to live. And because I don't live the way you've decided to live, now why I got to be wrong for that? If you have the right to go down whatever path with your life, choose your sexuality, choose your career, choose your mate, choose your whatever your decision is in life. If you have that right, so do I. So do I. I have the right to protect my energy. If you don't want to hear about my energy, then don't ask about it. You can't bring me your thoughts and your dreams and visions for yourself. If they don't line up with mine, we don't have to be cool. Just go on over there and keep doing you. But stop trying to get in so you can fit in. I'm telling you, man, that's a dangerous thing. You are on a separate path. You ain't got to go along with it just because everybody going along with it. We are in a world now where they have got you so tied up in political correctness that if you don't agree with everything everybody doing, now you wrong. No, I disagree with that. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong for protecting my energy. I'm not wrong for raising my children this way. I'm not wrong for telling my grandchildren about God. I'm not wrong for that. I'm not wrong for getting mad up at the school because some teacher trying to put their child in a situation that they don't agree for. Protect your energy, everybody. You have every right to do that. Pursue your line of happiness and your line of success and stay the course. Those are my closing remarks. See y'all tomorrow. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.